This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we're bringing back Renova Health, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol RNVA. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Seamus Leggins. Seamus, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Everett.
Well, it's been a little while since you've been on the show. One of the things I want to ask you is, when can we expect the financial statements to be completed?
Listen, they're in the process. Anybody that follows the company, we had a couple of changes at a CFO level, and it caused us a couple of delays. As well as that, the increased business operations took a little bit of extra resource. So we have our 2018 audit, which is no long overdue. The draft is on its way to our auditors, and the first and now the second Q work is well underway. So I'm hoping that by the time we get to the middle of August, we will have everything up to date and get back in compliance with those filings, Everett.
You know, it's been a little while since you've been on the show, and since then, you guys completed a third acquisition in Tennessee. I think it was sometime in March or April. That being said, how are the hospitals performing, and do you remain confident in the rural hospital model that you're going after?
Everett, I'm going to take the second part of your question first. This is an excellent model. There's an absolute need in these rural communities. The business exists, and the opportunity remains a growing opportunity with an increased aging population in these rural communities. So we're very confident on the business opportunity. Back to your first part of your question, listen, all acquisitions and integrations have their little challenges. And while we move forward, it's not been without a few bumps in the road. Our third acquisition has been really, I don't want to say easy, but it's gone very well. We've had a bump in the road on our second acquisition from the middle of last year. We transitioned to a new building company in December, and there were errors made at the facility that caused a completely inaccurate pricing list and charge master, as it's called, to be submitted into a new billing system. Caused a glitch in cash flow, which caused had a knock-on effect of putting financial pressure on the facility and the additional, even the other facilities. So right now, we're in the process of a fix on that. We've brought in some new management, a very capable CEO has taken over that facility. We have to re-engage with a couple of parties and get some contracts back in place with payers. And, we remain very committed to the long-term outcome of the facility and the community. But as I said, a few bumps in the road, haven't been comfortable, but we get through them. And, a 3-month, 4-month glitch in a 5 to 10 year business plan will disappear into history very quickly.
On your third acquisition, can you give myself and my listeners some sort of, presence of how many beds there are and what's the totality of the gold there?
Well, the information is out there in the previous announcements. Nice little hospital in Jellicoe, Tennessee. The property is actually owned by the local authority, very well maintained, very, very beautiful property. And there was a rural clinic attached to that acquisition across the border in Kentucky. So the opportunity from both those facilities, I believe we've previously discussed it, historically doing $1 million a month or thereabouts. We're very comfortable that it remains in that range. We're just in the final processes of the change of ownership, so we haven't started to receive any collections yet, but we're just at the line now where all the claims should get dropped, and we'll see an influx of cash from those collections, and that will then, swing into a normal operating business. So very comfortable with that one.
My guest today is Seamus Leggins. He is the CEO and president of Renova Health. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol RN. VA. Going forward, what are your plans for the next two quarters?
The rest of this year, Everett, is a consolidation of the current business operations. As I said, a couple of bumps on the road that are currently being fixed. So stabilization of the integration of these businesses, increased management capability across the board to operate and oversee the businesses and prove up the model. We're pretty comfortable that there are, a number of additional acquisitions available to us when we're ready. That is certainly not now and probably unlikely to be in the second half of this year. But very comfortable that we can come out the end of this year, Everett, with a nice operation that's cash flow positive and prove the model for further acquisitions.
Did I hear you say possibly by the end of the year we would be cash flow positive? I want to make sure I understood that.
That's the expectation. That's been our ambition for a period of time. Obviously, every additional acquisition pushes that back a little, but we're definitely, en route to get there. We've still been supported by our bankers, and we'd like to get to the point where, the business can stand on its own two feet and any additional money is purely for acquisition.
Before I let you go, in closing, what would you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from this interview?
Look, the fact that we haven't filed our financials has people looking at our company and saying, are these guys going to make it? This has been a difficult period. I'd like them to hear very clearly that we have a very different business plan and business opportunity from we had 12, 24 months ago. Really look forward to getting those numbers out there, let people see what we've achieved, and really looking forward to making that business work. That's probably the current message that I would like the shareholders to take away. And, management continue to work very, very hard to make that happen, Everett. We have a lot of very good people in the team that, put all their efforts into delivering what I just described.
Well, Seamus, I want to thank you for stopping by on the show. I'm a big fan of yourself and especially your company, and I know that you guys are taking on not only one elephant but three elephants, and it's taken a little bit of time to digest that, but I think in the long run, I think you guys are on track, and I think things will work out. I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully, you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and maybe give us an update on the financials if they're out.
Look forward to it, and hopefully they will be. Thanks, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.